This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, pre-request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Randolph Seneff. Please note the following medical letter, period. First name is R-A-N-D-O-L. Last name is S-E-N-I-F-F. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on June 7th, 2022, period. The patient is a 73-year-old male, period. Height 6'1" tall, weight 230 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 17th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. The patient was hit in the side by a dump truck that ran a red light, period. The patient was in a Ford F-150 pickup, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, period. He was unconscious, period. His right hip hit the center console, period. Both airbags were deployed, period. He had immediate pain in his low back, comma, right arm to elbow, comma, headaches, comma, pain radiating down his left leg to his toes, period. Numbness and tingling, comma, nausea, comma, dizziness, comma, lightheadedness, comma, and right hip pain, period. New paragraph. On today's date, June 7th, 2022, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. Despite adequate treatment, this patient is still complaining of pain in his low back and right elbow regions, period. The low back pain radiation has resolved, but it is a constant daily pain, period. It is both dull and sharp, period. It ranges in intensity from 5 to 9 out of 10, period. The patient's right elbow pain is a constant dull ache, period. The intensity is constant at 4 out of 10 on a good and a bad day, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as recollected from the patient is that he was seen in the emergency room that day, taken by his wife at IU North, period. He did have radiographic studies. He was placed on medication and released with a referral to his family doctor, period. He did see his family doctor approximately 3 weeks later and was given more pain medicine and was referred to a back specialist, period. He was later referred to a pain management doctor as well as physical therapy, period. He was given a nerve block in his low back, period. Potential surgery was discussed, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting his grandchildren, period. Yard work is affected, period. He has difficulty working on his old car, period. Woodworking is affected, period. Mowing yard is difficult, period. Sleep is affected, period. He has problems with prolonged sitting and walking, period. Standing is affected as well, period. New paragraph. Medications, prescription include depression medication as well as blood pressure medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medications such as ibuprofen, period. He is doing stretching exercises as well as leg stretches, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals Sjogren's disease in 2020 with dry eyes and mouth, period. He has a history of hypertension, period. He has a history of depression, period. He did have one episode of transglobal amnesia in approximately 2016 with no reoccurrence, period. He does a history of Barrett's esophagitis, period. In 1999, he had a regular heartbeat that has resolved, period. He had plantar fasciitis in 2021, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals arthroscopic surgery of the knee and shoulder.